The NICU is all fluorescent glare and steady machine hum. Warm plastic and antiseptic cling to the air. At isolate 4, Sarah grips the tiny translucent fingers of Leo, born at 22 weeks. His organs are failing. His bowel is necrotic. He is on the unit's only high-frequency jet ventilator. You know what the numbers mean. Every hour on the jet keeps him alive a little longer, but also prolongs profound physical suffering, with zero chance he survives to discharge. The doors swing open. A transport team rushes in. Maya, full term, mottled gray, chest barely moving. Her monitor stutters, then screams. The nurse fumbles the oxygen bag and looks at you. Maya needs the jet ventilator in the next 3 minutes, or her brain will suffocate. With it, she is likely to leave the hospital in a week. Policy says you need parental consent to withdraw support. Sarah has already pleaded through tears. Do everything. Don't stop. You do have emergency authority to declare medical futility. But if you take the jet right now, Leo will die gasping in front of his mother. Alarms climb in pitch. Your team is waiting for your order. What's your call?